This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning has intensified for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Only 2 days are left for the campaigning to end. Polling in this phase will be on Monday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed rallies at Narayanpet and Hyderabad in Telangana. While addressing a rally at Nandurbar in Maharashtra today, the Prime Minister said the NDA government has provided pakka houses, electricity connection, tapped water connection, gas connection and other facilities in tribal areas of the country. Addressing an election rally in Nandurbar, Maharashtra, he said the NDA government has constructed around 1.25 lakh pakka houses in Nandurbar under the PM Awas Yojana and has provided free ration to more than 12 lakh people in the district to fight malnutrition. The Prime Minister will be on a two-day campaign trail in Odisha from today. He is set to spearhead a grand roadshow at Bhubaneswar this evening. In Uttar Pradesh, today was a day of high-profile nominations and high-voltage campaigning. For the first time during the election campaign, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi are jointly addressing political rallies. In Kannauj, both leaders attacked the BJP. Akhilesh Yadav said the Saffron Party wants to change the constitution. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi attacked BJP in his address and said the Congress party will give financial assistance to the farmers until they come above the poverty line. Both leaders jointly addressed another rally in Kanpur district. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state, Yogi Adityanath, came down heavily on the Samajwadi party during a rally in Gorakhpur. He addressed another political rally in Bahraich. On the other hand, Congress state president and party candidate from the VIP constituency Varanasi, Ajay Rai, filed his nomination today, while union minister and BJP candidate from Chandauli, Dr. Mahendranath Pandey, also filed his papers. Film star and BJP candidate from Gorakhpur constituency, Ravi Kishan, also filed his nomination. BJP candidates Parasnath Rai from Ghazipur and Neeraj Shekhar from Balia also filed their papers. The Election Commission has dismissed the allegation raised by the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge about the mismanagement and delay in the release of voter turnout data. In a letter to the Congress President, the Commission said the allegations are unwarranted, without facts and reflective of a biased and deliberate attempt to spread confusion. He had earlier alleged discrepancies in voter turnout data released by the Commission and non-publication of registered voters in a post on social media. The poll body remarked that the trend of irresponsible statements attacking or attempting to degrade the credibility of the elections in terms of men and material by a national political party is disconcerting. It said utterances from the president of the party attacking the very credibility of the electoral steps and processes can have a negative impact on voter participation. The commission advised the Congress president to exercise caution and refrain from making such statements. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal for 21 days in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. The Apex Court asked the AAP chief to surrender on the 2nd of June, a day after the polling for the seven-phase Lok Sabha elections is scheduled to end. Kejriwal had sought a release from jail to campaign for the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. India will participate at the 77th Cannes Film Festival in France, which will be held from the 14th to the 25th of this month. The corporate Indian delegation consists of representatives from the Government of India, state governments and members of the industry who will showcase India's creative economy in the leading film market of the world. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry said for the first time India will host a Bharat Parv at the Cannes Film Festival. A Special Unlawful Activities Prevention Act UAPA court in Pune today convicted and sentenced Sachin Andure and Sharad Kalaskar to life imprisonment in the murder of well-known rationalist Dr. Narendra Dabholkar. India and Moldova today signed an agreement in New Delhi on visa waiver for diplomatic and official passports. This agreement will allow holders of diplomatic and official passports of either country to travel to the other without a visa. External Affairs Ministry Secretary West Pavan Kapoor and Moldova's ambassador Anna Taban signed the agreement. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Chennai Super Kings in a do-or-die match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.